Hi, this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace, and this is number 28 in our Scripture 101 Essentials series, and we're asking the question in this portion of our series, who is Jesus Christ? Now, if I may start with just a personal note, this is my very last recording from Chicago at this kitchen table that I wake up every morning at and do my studying and reading and writing. This is where I learn about God and do my recordings. And today is the last one. It's 7 o'clock in the morning here on Wednesday, April 16th. And today I'm heading out to Florida in a couple of hours to get down there to start a new life for my family. So I'm asking that you pray for me. And a little sore throat today. Interesting, isn't it? The day I have to leave, I develop a little sore throat. So pray that I have good health and a safe trip. And thank you for all those who've been emailing me and praying for us and your encouraging words. I really appreciate them. I thank you for those of you who are members of the body of Christ. I'm really grateful for all your love and support, and I'll talk a little bit more at the end of this audio, but let's get right to it because this is an important lesson. We're talking about a foundational issue. Well, this whole series is about essentials, but today we're going to talk about something so basic, so foundational. It's really the most foundational thing I can think of when it comes to Scripture. We're going to start by reading Romans chapter 1. So if you grab your Scriptures, we're going to read verses 20 and 21. Romans 1, verses 20 and 21. For his invisible attributes are described from the creation of the world, being apprehended by his achievements, besides his imperceptible power and divinity, for them to be defenseless. Because, knowing God, not as God do they glorify or thank him. Let me repeat that. Knowing God, not as God do they glorify or thank him, but vain were they made in their reasonings, and darkened is their unintelligent heart. So according to Romans 1 here, mankind's greatest problem has nothing to do with bad morals or bad government or lack of church attendance. Man's greatest problem is how they've treated God. Not glorifying God is man's greatest problem. Everything else that's wrong with mankind is a symptom of this. Now, I bring this up because this is an essential teaching. We're talking about the deity of God, and this is foundational. And we're going to see how Christian teaching destroys the foundations. So let's take a look at this further. Now remember, we've learned that there's only one God as to fact, yet many gods figuratively, and Christ is the chief of these. Christ represents God to us. Now, he's like God in many ways, but he's unlike God as well. And these unlikenesses are just as important as the likenesses. For instance, Christ is the mediator of God and mankind. In order for Christ to be the mediator, he must be visible. We must be able to see him. But remember, God is invisible. Thus, someone who is invisible can't mediate. So Christ must be the opposite of God in certain ways if he's to represent God to us. You dig? Now, I have a question for you, and I'm going to ask the question, and I want you to answer as quick as you can. Because if you think too much about this, you're going to think yourself out of this basic question, the answer to it. You ready? Here's the question. Does God have a God? Does God have a God? Now, if you're a Trinitarian or a modalist or anything like that, you had to do mental gymnastics when you heard that question. Because you can't answer the question. And the answer is, God does not have a God. Now I'm going to ask you another question. You ready? Does Christ have a God? Got you on both counts, didn't I? Christ said that God was his Father, and God was his God. Remember what he said in the book of John? He said, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. I got another question for you. Does God obey somebody else's will? The answer is, of course not. He does as he pleases. He never takes orders. Here's another question. Did Christ do another's will? I got you again, didn't I? What were his words? Not my will, but thine be done. So in those questions I just asked you, if you had to pause and really think about them because you have a Trinity in mind or a modalist theology in mind, you had to do mental gymnastics. But the answers are simple. God doesn't have a God, and God doesn't obey another's will. Christ has a God, and Christ obeys another will. The truth is that God's will reigns supreme and Christ carries out that will. This is the foundation of the universe. The foundation of the universe is that God's will reigns supreme and Christ carries out God's will. And anything less than this would destroy everything. This means that the deity of God is a fundamental. It's essential. All truth comes from this fact. All error is a departure from this fact. Now, as we learn from Romans 1:21, that was the first step in human depravity when men stopped glorifying God as God. They humanized him. And man's horrible acts that are listed there in Romans 1 come from a mental problem. Note, the problem isn't atheism. It's religion. Romans 1 is not talking about atheism. Religions that have a false system of worship. That's the subject of Romans 1. And it's a system of worship that doesn't recognize the deity of God. You know, Christianity has a hymn, and it goes like this. You know, how firm a foundation? How many of you sung that before? Yet Christianity denies the very foundations of the universe with its multiple gods and its Trinity. Now, there's one thing that we need to recognize. We can only know God relatively. That is, in his relationship with his creatures. He's our God. We're his creatures. God has no God. God is the great giver. He's not the receiver. He's the giver. We're the receivers. The giver is God. The receiver isn't God. Nobody can give to God anything that isn't already his. Listen to the Apostle Paul in Acts 17, verses 24 to 25. This is what he says. The God who makes the world and all that is in it, he, the Lord inherent of heaven and earth, is not dwelling in temples made by hands. Neither is he attended by human hands as if requiring anything, since he himself gives to all life and breath and all. Basically, anyone who has breath received it from God. That's including Jesus Christ, by the way. God is the giver. We are the receivers. God does the sending. The sent one isn't God. His will is going to be done. He doesn't do another's will. The person who does God's will isn't God. Trinitarianism and modalism destroys this rock-solid foundation. There's only one God. And let's glorify him as God and thank him. We've got a lot more to talk about in this. We're talking about the deity of God. And we're going to talk about how Christ has a God and a Father. And that's coming up in the next audio or two. This is Dan Sheridan. I'm heading out of here, going to Florida today. And I'll be driving. Hopefully tonight I'll be staying somewhere in Tennessee. Record tomorrow's show from Tennessee. And Thursday show somewhere from northern Florida, and by Friday I should be arriving at my destination. Pray for me for safe travels. Pray for my family. We're in this together, beloved. I love you. Pass this truth on to others. We should share this with the world. We have the evangel of the glory of the happy God. Let's herald it with everything we got, because Christ is worth it. I love you, beloved.